Okay. Parshas Vayetzeh begins and ends with Malachi Elohim. Beginning of the parsha, Yaakov Avinu has a chalom. The name Malachi Elohim over the Jordan Valley going up and down the valley. The end of the parsha, as Yaakov Avinu finally departs from Beis Lavan, says in the pasuk, Yaakov Halacha Darko, Vayitzku Ubo Malachi Elohim. So we have Malachi Elohim as bookends of the parsha, beginning and the end. And there's interesting parallels between Malachi Elohim and the beginning and the end of the parsha. First of all, Rabbeinu Bechaya points out, he thinks that they're actually the same. Malachi Elohim had his karim berosa parsha, so you owe him the yardin bow. He learns the pshat that Bayom Yaakov Kasher Ra'am, Yaakov Ra'am into the Hikiram, he recognized them. It's interesting that Rashi explains in the beginning of the parsha what is the role of the Malachi Elohim Olam Yardibo. Which Malachim are they? What does it mean? They're going up the ladder, down the ladder. Says Rashi that Yaakov Avinu was now leaving Eretz Yisrael, going to Chutz Laretz. So therefore, the Malachi Elohim that are Olim, that's why it says Olim and then Yardim, because usually you'd imagine with the ladder, first that you'd have people, the Malachim, you'd think would be coming down first and then going up. So Rashi explains that Olim are the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are going back to Shemayim, and Yardimbo are the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz that are now coming down to the Malachi Yaakov on his way. And in between, there's a little gap, and that's why Hashem is there, L'shamro, B'nei Hashem Yitzhav Allah, L'shamro, in the first thing Rashi explained, that because there's a little gap of time in between, that's where Hashem steps in. So what Yaakov Avinu is getting the Shmira of the Malachim, to be Malachim, Adam, Eretz Yisrael, to Chutz La'aretz, those are the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz who are coming down. Rashi has a similar thing later, by Vayit Kuvo Malachi Elohim, that you have here, the Malachim are coming to greet him, he's now coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi explains that this is Malachim's Eretz Yisrael, Bo'ul Krasa U'Labosa La'aretz. So these are the Malachim now that are greeting him from Eretz Yisrael, that he's getting back to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban does not like Rashi's pshat at the end of the parsha. The Ramban asks a simple question. He says, they're not yet in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu has quite a distance still till he gets to Eretz Yisrael. He's at this point called Machanoyim. Asks the Ramban, Yaakov Misham, and he's sending the Malachim to Esav and Parshas Vayishlach in the beginning. He's still far away from Eretz Yisrael. The Maharal, the Gerari, says something very profound, very incredible. And he says, what's the pshat that the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are already coming to meet Yaakov Avinu right now? He's not quite in Eretz Yisrael yet, quite a distance away. So the Maral says, Yaakov Avinu left Beis Lavan, and his destination is Eretz Yisrael. Kevan shahaya holich uba le Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, bo hamalachim of Eretz Yisrael l'krasso to be shomer to him, because it's already a tzorach of Eretz Yisrael. Even though he's physically, geographically distant, but once he's setting his sights on Eretz Yisrael, he can already be zochet to that shmira of Malachi Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to wait for him to actually get to the border of Eretz Yisrael to begin their shmira, to be malavi him on his path. Yaakov Avinu is already thinking Eretz Yisrael, his mind says Eretz Yisrael, so the Malachi Eretz Yisrael are already coming to greet him in Chutz La'aretz when he is thinking of going there. He's already zochet to that special siyata d'shmaya. I once said this to one of the talmidim who was making aliyah, and he was at the airport. He called me, and I told him this maral at the end of Parshas Vayetzeh. But let's continue a little bit more about this inyan of Yaakov Avinu being escorted by the malachim. So the pasuk pshat is that the being escorted is for a shmira, and so says Rabbeinu Bechaya over here at the end of the parsha, that this is the idea of lishmor also. And the Ben Mechai quotes, Ki'in ha'amar b'tzadikim, k'malachav yitzav alach l'shmorcha b'chol d'rachach. So this is Pashup Shah, the idea that Yaakov Avinu has a shmira to protect him, and he's malachim are there to protect him. However, one can ask the following question. The Ramban, in the beginning of the parsha, it says in the pasuk, B'nei anochi imach. Now the Ramban has a different pshat in the Olam B'Yardim in the beginning of the parsha as well. He doesn't learn like Rashi. He has a different idea of the Malachim are coming down to check out what's going. They're going up to get a mission, and they're coming down to actualize that mission. And then the Ramban explains, when Hashem says, Ani Hashem, Elokei Avraham Avicha, explains the Ramban, Hashem is giving up Yaakov the final haftacha, Hodiya, Shehu lo yia b'yad ha-malachim, Abo yia chiluk Hashem, v'yia imo tamid, Kimo she'omar b'nei anochi imach, Kimalaso gedola b'shar ha-tzadikim, Shenema behem, Kimalacha b'tzavlach, Shmorcha b'chol derachem. There is a maila of tzadikim getting a shmira of malachim. Yaakov Avinu is on a higher level. It's not just the ordinary maila of getting shmira of malachim. He has personal shmira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, "Hinei Anochi Imach," and your maila is greater than tzaddikim. That's the Ramban at the beginning of Vayetzeh. The Ramban at the end of Vayetzeh, the Ramban learns the different pshat of Vayetzeh from Malachi Elokim. It's actually stand the pashas Vayera. It's a way of sending a message to Yaakov Avinu that his ways are Bitsuyim, Asher Bitsuyim. It's Hashem's message to him that he's doing the right thing. But either way, the Ramban is cholek on Rashi, both in the beginning and the end of the parsha. But the Ramban Miwa also says something very interesting, that Yaakov Avinu does not need the shmira of Malachim. And here Rabbeinu Lechai is quoting this pasuk at the end of the parsha of Ki Malachim Yitzadulach Tishmarcha B'chol Yerachtecha, which suggests that Yaakov Avinu needs Shmira Balachim. So that doesn't go with the Ramban. So I was thinking the following. The Ben Machai says a few words before that. He says, "Vayivku bo malachi lokim, hayizel lemalas Yaakov, ka'adam she'omer pagu anashim lemelech." In other words, "Vayivku uvo malachi lokim," they met up with him. They met up the king. They met up with the king. That the Gia Hazos, Hosa Lishmar also, this Gia, this meeting up, this encounter was Lishmar. Kikin Homer Sadikim, Kemalach Yitzadulach. I would like to suggest that this Kemalach Yitzadulach that he's quoting is not in the classic sense of the Shmira from danger. Shmira from danger, the Ramban already told us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to protect them from danger. Hinei Anochi Imach. But he says here, it was a Lishmar also of a different order. It's akin to what we find in the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Ugabe the din of Shmiras HaMikdash. There's halacha of Shmiras HaMikdash. Why did you have the Mishnayos tell us the beginning of Talmud and Midos that there were stations, that the Kohanim and the Levim would be stationed around the Beis HaMikdash, different locations? What's the basis for the mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash? Is it really that we needed to be concerned that someone's going to step in and steal something from the treasury, from one of the rooms? No. The first thing say this in the Mishnah and Talmud as well, but the Rambam writes it beautifully in Beis HaBechira Perek Ches. Shmiras HaMikdas Mitzvas HaSei, V'af al pi she'en sham pachad mi'oyev v'lo mi'listim. According to some shitas, Shmira was by Yom as well, not just by Laila. By Yom there's less to be worried about. The Rambam explains it's not because of a fear of theft, of a break-in. She'en shmiraso el of kavod lo. The Shmira is a Shmira of kavod. In other words, like we call this an honor guard. The shmira is to show chashivus. It's not a shmira because of danger, it's a shmira to show when someone is chashuv, when something is chashuv, you have guards, you have the sense of showing chashivus. I think that's the meaning of this Be'el Mechayi here, of Nalas Yaakov, Hagu Anashim de Melech. The Indian of being Malavi Yaakov wherever he went, be it the Malachim of Chutz Laaretz, be it the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, whatever point they met him, it's not so much the Shmira from danger. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of that. But it's the idea that Yaakov Avinu has the escort. He has the Malachim because of the Chashivas that he was shown, like the Rambam says, Behilchos Beis HaBechira. And you can say both halachas are sometimes true. Sometimes you can see them together, parallel to each other. We talk about a chassin being gomel melech, and a chassin gets shmira the day of the chuppah, and so on. So one idea could be that there's more of a potential of something happening. There could be kitrugin, the satan, there needs to be a shmira from danger. Maybe that's part of it. But maybe it's not just the only thing. There's also this other idea of a shmira to cover. There's a status of a chassin gomel melech. We have Chassan and Baruch Hashem in the Shir. We had a bar last night. We have Mitzvah Shem Chassan is coming up in the next weeks, months ahead. Keep in mind that Chashivas that Chassan has is not just for Shmira from danger, that for sure also. The person has to make sure that they're not going to do something, something's going to happen, Chas V'Shalom, they have to be protected. But also Shmira from Kabbalah. And in the case of Yaakov Avinu, that may be with the essence of the Shmira. The Shmira of safety was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shmira of Malachim to the Malavia was the sense of the covenant of Yaakov Avinu. And as we saw in Maral, fascinating idea, that even though he wasn't yet in Eretz Israel, he was far away geographically, but the mindset of being in Eretz Israel already got him the honor guard of Eretz Israel Malachim to be able to meet up with him, to give him the chashivas, to validate his connection to Eretz Israel, even when he was not quite there. He was heading in that direction. He really was open to that chashivas of the honor guard of the Malachim of Eretz Israel. And wish have a good Shabbos.